Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, as we just mentioned, the budget, stopgap budget sort of ends the conversation about the state of Illinois and its deficiencies when it comes to lawmaking downstate. But it turns our attention to the election season. That's right. We've got all eyes on the presidential candidates, of course, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. But I will say we have one of the juicier races here in Illinois, and that's for U.S. Senate. Incumbent Mark Kirk is going to be challenged by Democrat Representative Tammy Duckworth. And this is a big race and a high profile race with a lot of national money being poured in because many see this as a seat that can be taken for Democrats. Carol Felsenthal writes for Chicago Magazine. Also her column, Felsenthal Files. She joins me now. Carol, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. So you've been covering this story. You know these candidates. These are candidates, if you've been in Illinois and you've followed politics, they've been around for a while.
Right. And Mark Kirk looked like, you know, he came out of Congress. He was able to win in a blue state. He developed a reputation for being an expert on national security. And then in January 2012, he had a massive stroke. And it has left him paralyzed on one side, and it has left him prone to some really big verbal gaffes.
Yeah.
He also exaggerated his military career when he was running for the U.S. Senate.
Right.
The voters forgave him for that. He's running against a true war hero, Tammy Duckworth, who had, in 2004, co-piloting a Black Hawk helicopter. Her leg's blown off. Her right arm is there, but it's really pretty useless. And they're running against each other. It's something that cannot be made up in Hollywood. The details of this are just amazing. You talked about national money being spent on the Senate races. The Republicans are in trouble. They're defending 24 seats. And the seat in Illinois, if I had to bet today, I am positive it's going to go to Tammy Duckworth. Yes, because Illinois is a blue state. Hillary Clinton's a hometown girl. Presidential years, you get a lot of turnout. And Barack Obama won Illinois substantially, both in 2008 and 2012.
Right, and it doesn't help that the Republican candidate at this point doesn't really have the backing of the traditional Republican Party.
No, he doesn't. The money that is coming from the Republican Party and from its outside groups is not going to Mark Kirk. It's going to Rob Portman in Ohio. It's going to John McCain in Arizona. There's some very well-known Republicans who could lose their seats, and that's where the party's putting its money. It's not putting it in Illinois because they think that Mark Kirk does not have a good chance.
What does the incumbent, if you know, he's not a dumb guy. He knows that the money may not be funneling. So what does he do? He's been a political stalwart here in Illinois for years now. I mean, he served in Congress. He beat Alexi Janulius in to become senator. So, I mean, he knows his way around Illinois, and he knows his way around running a campaign. What does he have to do to sort of try to challenge and keep up if the national party's not supporting
him? Well, he has taken positions that are typically liberal Democratic positions. For example, supporting Merrick Garland. For the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland has just totally disappeared from public view.
Nobody's talking about that.
But Kirk met with him. He told his fellow Republicans to man up and give this guy at least a hearing.
Right.
And, you know, in the senator's private offices, he has been very good on gay rights. He is becoming so much a Democrat that he loses risk in his identity as a Republican, but he really is trying to move to the left. But then you have the other day when the Democrats had that sit-in on the,
floor
of the House
floor,
led by our local Congresswoman, Robin Kelly. And there's Tammy Duckworth in her wheelchair. She takes off her prosthetic leg and hides her cell phone in it. That got more press than anything that Mark Kirk could have done. She's a very, very compelling candidate, and I think he's in trouble. The Koch brothers aren't sending money his way. Maybe the Chamber of Commerce is going to help him out. He's good on the Mideast, but I don't know how much money he's going to get that way. I think he has a real problem. And he was depending on a lawsuit filed by people who worked for the State Department of Veterans Affairs.
Trying to get Tammy Duckworth into a scandal. There was a lawsuit about a whistleblower
that,
and she was involved in that. And they were really counting on this, but
Right, and it looked like it was going to come to trial in August. So how lucky would that have been for Mark Kirk, except that they settled, and they settled for the measly sum of $26,000. So it doesn't look like there was much there, and that is now off the table. What his, you know, I think what Mark Kirk can use against Tammy Duckworth, believe it or not, is that she worked for Rod Blagojevich. And that is a stain on her reputation.
So you're going to get a lot of that coming up here when they go to attack ads. It's going to be Rod Blagojevich's face all over our TV come October, right?
Right. But, you know, don't forget what a blue state Illinois is. And I think given the fact that it's almost going to certainly to be Hillary against the Donald, Hillary grew up in Park Ridge. She has a great deal of support and a great deal of money. If you look at the fundraisers that she's been holding at the Pritzker's houses, she's coming back to Illinois again. She's collecting a lot of money here. She's a popular figure here. And Bill Clinton couldn't be more popular. And who could be more popular than Barack Obama, who's going to be campaigning his heart
out
for her?
Tammy Duckworth, but Tammy Duckworth has been a candidate who, have we seen, has had a lot of support in some cases, and she hasn't come through. I mean, she lost a congressional race before she came, before she got back
she
in.
She was handpicked by Rahm Emanuel, and she lost.
Right,
but
so
then
she has.
But then she got it. She told me in an interview that when she lost that race, she got in the bathtub and sat there for 2 days and just couldn't get, you know, obviously hyperbole, but she just couldn't get herself started. And then she decided, I've been through some really bad stuff, and I have to make it for the guys who got me out of the helicopter and saved my life. And she went back and tried again, and she won. That's a good story.
Is she going to is she going to be the kind of candidate who runs on issues? Is it going to be a Democrat platform about gun control or about other issues, social issues? Is that how she's going to resonate? Or is she just going to kind of, you know, just point out that she's running against Mark Kirk?
What's her campaign? I don't think she's going to have to work that hard. But Mark Kirk is in such a difficult position. For example, there was a vote on funding a bill to provide money for the Zika virus. Now, what could be more important than that as we head into these steamy days of summer? And the Democrats took Mark Kirk apart for voting with the Republicans. And what they're angry about him is that they wanted to strip out funding for Planned Parenthood. The money would go to clinics. If you were unfortunate enough to contract this or think you might have contracted this and you were pregnant, there are places you could go, but Planned Parenthood would be the first place that a lot of women would think.
And just that's such a lightning rod term, Planned Parenthood, that just having it in there, that's a no vote for Republicans.
Right. And so there's going to be all these votes coming out. Mark Kirk is a Republican, and Mark Kirk is not going to the convention, which is a pretty interesting thing. He said he is given to saying some goofy kinds of things. He said that he wasn't going to go because he was going to take care of making his hair look especially good, which didn't track with anybody. You remember he said about the senator from Lindsey Graham. He said about Lindsey Graham that he was a bro with no hoe. You know, some stuff that
he's got foot in the mouth.
And he never did. He pre-stroke. That was not a thing. Kirk. He was a careful candidate.
Let me ask you, because we've said Illinois is a blue state and has gone blue. Chicago is definitely going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and it's going to run Democrat. But the state has, you know, we've seen with a governor now that's Republican, the rest of the state is a red state. There's a lot of rural areas that does Mark Kirk resonate with a rural Illinois? Does he play to a downstate? I mean, because he's a North Shore Republican.
Right. And he won against Alexi Giannoulias because Alexi Giannoulias was a challenge candidate. Remember, his family bank went bust and he had to deal with that. He was not an effective candidate. Mark Kirk was very running. If Kirk had run against a really effective Democrat, I don't think Kirk would have made it. It was a narrow win. And Kirk was accustomed to winning term after term in the U.S. Congress from a very special district, and that was the 10th District in the North Shore of Chicago, where he has great support great support among Jewish people because of his stance on Israel. Now, the terrible terrorist attacks that we have witnessed in these last few months could help Mark Kirk, but Tammy Duckworth is a military veteran.
So she kind of equals that.
You know, she's going. She was actually there in the thick of the fight. Mark Kirk was a naval reservist. He did some great military service. You know, not to take that away from him, but I just don't see, unless there's something really bad that comes up for Tammy Duckworth, or you know, if something terrible comes up for Hillary Clinton. We just don't know.
Yeah, is it possible? I mean, for all we say about, you know, Donald Trump not being able to sort of bring the party together, could there be the same issue on the Democrat side if Hillary Clinton runs into trouble with some of the stuff that's going on with her emails or the Clinton Foundation or anything like that?
Right. But, the other really big problem for Mark Kirk is that in 2010, the Republicans had a really good shot at gaining seats in the Senate. It was a Tea Party year. There were a lot of factors. This year is a terrible year for Republicans. So every survey from Politico to Roll Call to the Washington Post that lists the most vulnerable Democrats, Mark Kirk is number one, and he's been number one for more than a year, because I've been following it. Number two for more than a year is our neighbor Ron Johnson, mm-hmm, of Wisconsin, who's running against Russ Feingold. But there is money going into Wisconsin, because Wisconsin is such a quirky state, you can't exactly call it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Mark Kirk does, the incumbent, without the support, or at least the big money support from the Republican Party.
Yeah, and wait for the debates. There will be
debates.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to ask. Yeah, there will
be. And Mark Kirk, I was told when I was writing my last piece that his people are not eager to put him on a debate stage, but Tammy Duckworth is not that articulate a candidate. Don Rose, a political strategist, said that he said to me she's not the brightest light in the menorah. But you know what I said to Don was, she was co-piloting a helicopter. I can't figure out which way is north and south. So I was very impressed by that. I think she's a smart woman, and Mark Kirk is quite a brilliant mind. Sometimes he doesn't express himself.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think that he's going to have to show that. He's going to have to show some charisma, and he's going to have to show some why people want to vote for him for re-election, because he's not going to get a lot of support from the party. Carol Felsenthal is a political columnist for Chicago Magazine. We're talking about Mark Kirk, Tammy Duckworth, the big race here in Illinois. Carol, great to talk to you.
Thanks.